If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Moho Capital. This is the OAccess Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa. Episode 28, we still, .ta.
Jeffrey, what am I say about Street Vibes Thursday? It's your Gaza party, mad thing, man, empire way. So right now them, they just walk in.
The party get drastic, get some street vibes, rum from Tad Quick, get some sanitary cup in the plastic bag.
Somebody get ice, not nice.
Get the white, the red, the overproof, the tonic wine.
Come on, outside.
Oh my God, we outside.
Jamaica is open and the party them are shut. I've been outside just for like a couple of times. Well, more than that. I went to Coffee's album launch up in the hills. Big up Coffee. Gifted. Go and stream that album. Also, I hung out with my boy, my brethren, my hubby, Marlon James. He is actually doing a movie, not a movie, an HBO series called Get Millie Small. And they start shooting in a few weeks. So I'm really super excited about that. I'll be keeping you guys posted on that. And Marlon is supposed to do the podcast with me coming up very soon as well. So what else are we doing outside right now? There's also Dubwise Cafe. Big up to my family and friends, Jason Panton, Carlene, and a lot more. You guys, if you're in Jamaica, go check that out. And if you're flying into Jamaica, just come forward. Kingston City is buzzing again. The beaches are open. Everything is nice and sexy. We just outside, and I'm just so happy to be alive. Let's go.
Helping it if we have a reason to real. Me inventing it. The ice bucket empty. Who empty it? Tell me.
Somebody get ice. Not nice. Get the white, the red, the overproof, the tonic wine.
Okay, guys, it's part two of my interview with the DTA, Sean Paul, who is also nominated for a Grammy for the album Live and Living. This is where we talk a bit more about Live and Living as well as family life and a lot more. This is part two of From Dutty Cup to Dutty Rock with Sean Paul, Reasons with Odessa. Let's go. Let's talk about Levi and Remy and how they have changed your whole life. Haven't they? It was life changing.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Why did you call Levi Blaze, Levi Blaze, Blaze?
Well, it rhymes with the leaf that I blaze.
Ah,
that's one reason.
Yeah.
But when we were going through a couple of names and we kept calling him Levi, and she was like, you know, both of us keep saying when Levi is born, right? And I'm like, yeah, let's just call him that. And we checked out the meaning, and the meaning. It's first of all, Levi in the Bible is a family who stood by Jah, stand by God. And it was a story of redemption. They were some of the 40 tribes that made it through that wilderness and saw the promised land. And his name actually means joined in harmony. He's the third son of Jacob. Yeah, it's Jacob, right? So, yeah, third son of Israel.
Yeah.
Right, so... and it was, he's the third in our, it was me, Jody, and Levi. So we're like, yeah, John in harmony, we love that. And it stuck. We wanted to use the name Blaze with a Z-E at the end. And it kind of represented the leaf I blaze.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And he's got that blazing personality. Yeah, he thinks he's a DJ now too, right?
He's crazy. Yeah. Yo, you know, it's tuning him like, we just test him out. I watch some videos with him. He's checking him out. And the next day, I hear him singing them. Him love Nirvana. Him love 21
Savage.
Not 21 Savage. 21 Pilots.
Oh, wow.
A rock group.
Yeah.
Him love Beastie Boys. He's like, yo, we wake up in the morning, don't want school. And he sings them. And we got to fight
for your right to pop.
Yeah, he sings them to me. The newer thing, I think that...
Why is Bounty Killer his favorite DJ?
I don't know. He just all of a sudden, when he heard that name one day, I was like, yo, that's Bounty Killer. He's like, Bounty Killer? What? Why? He's like, yo, that name. And this is, I was like, is that Bounty Killer you're talking to on the phone? Anybody
no.
hear me? I talk Brad Patuato.
It's Bounty.
Like, it's Bounty. I was like, no, it's not Bounty. But I don't know. The name just, he loved it.
Well, that, so Remy came and she's like a raised blazing storm as well. Like she is.
Yeah. She's
totally different from Levi.
She is. She looked like me, but she crazy like her mommy. You know what I mean? And her name in Japanese, Remi, R-E-M-I, means heaven and earth.
Yeah.
So it's the same type of meaning for the both of them, joined in harmony and heaven and earth. Heaven and earth.
I remember when you first introduced me to Jody years ago. We were at, what's the beach there? We were at Fully Loaded. This is the first time I started doing my interviews. I still got the footage, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was Jody and Tricky together. And you said, boy, Odessa, why you meet a girl, you know, I'm going to really love her, and you know, I'm going to like her, and choose to meet you closer, and I'm going to introduce you to her. And from that, I was just like, boy, I wonder how long this is going to last. And I couldn't believe how long it lasted.
Me neither.
It's ups and downs.
Honestly, it's been ups and downs.
Yeah.
It's been crazy sometimes.
But Jody's just...
A couple of times we part ways. The public never know. And Tricky, you know, I decide, say, you know, this time around, I now go call them. And I go call her. Because if it reached to this level, it's toxic. It don't make no sense. And then Tricky called me like 2 weeks later. What am I not call a girl? I want to. I was like, yeah, but I feel like if I do that, she will love me. So I'd rather give something away to the universe. And if it's yours, come back. And I kind of believe in that for real. And I let it go. And we both...
Oh, I love you guys.
You know
I got love for you guys.
We both are very different people.
Yeah, I know that.
So it works.
You'd be like, Odessa, talk to your friend Jordy, the man. I'm like, nah, man, she's all right. Really, man, just talk to her, man.
But one thing I must say about her, she have a very strong personality and mind. You know, when she set her mind to do something, she going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I really admire about her, you know what I mean?
I love that about her. Yeah. I love her parenting skills, and I love the kids, and we love the family.
Respect.
I don't have a problem with her on the IG with the kids, because it's actually, it makes people happy.
Yeah. A lot of people come tell me, you know, about a year ago, I'm in the pharmacy, and my son, I have him in my hand, and two girls in the pharmacy see us and say, it's Levi.
Not Sean.
And they came over and said, hi, Levi. Love you. Watch you every day. Bye. And walked off. And I was like,
nobody came to you.
They didn't even say one fucking word to me. I was like, youth, yeah, star.
Yeah.
It's funny. Well, yeah, he has a crazy personality too. I remember being as erratic as he is as a kid. But also him a little bit of him mother too, so there's double. Double.
But he's very in, if I'm not really vibe you, I'm not really in it.
Yeah. Him take time to, that was me too as a kid.
Yeah.
He take time to kind of
warm up
to people, yeah.
Not Remy though.
No man, she ready, she gone to school, she, yo, she doing it. I couldn't believe it neither. She's like, I'm ready.
That's positive. So kids, they're joy. They bring joy to everybody.
Yeah, man, you see yourself in them eyes, and it reminds you of your parents and you, and it, you know. It's pretty
now cool. You can hear your mom and understand everything that your mom went through with you.
Every time I tell the boy, I say, yo, Levi, I'm going to tell you again, too much sugar, not good for you, okay? Yes, dad. I was like, that's not just
yeah, like my mom.
I was like, damn. I was like, yo, so... The other day, I'm going to forget a snack. I'm going to say, but you just eat something with sugar. I'm going to say, okay, fine. I'm going to say, don't find me. I'm not a boss man. Say, all right. And I'm going to the little cupboard there. And I'm going to notice him and I see him. I'm going to say, yo, where are they? So when I go look, him stand up in the cupboard. Man, Bex, I'm gonna stand up. So we know get the snack away, say you want, man. Man say, but this one have salt. And you tell me, say salt bad for me. And this one have sugar. I'm already eat sugar. So no, no, it must scratch me.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Oh no, where am I going
to
eat
like, them? Those are good problems to have, Levi.
Yeah.
You just eat a little bit of that one then. Zin?
So, I love it.
Yeah,
I
man.
Love it. What do you want to see more for dancehall for 2021?
More, all right, trap dancehall. Let's discuss that.
Oh, God. I don't like it, right? Not everything.
I like some of the rhythms, and I've done quite a few on an album that I'm going to tell you about. But my thing is, I even produce tracks where it uses trap sounds, but it's still a play dancehall.
Dancehall, right.
Because to me, that is a root, and that is something that foreign love. If you check out last year, two of the biggest songs, Dumpling and Boss.
Bossy.
And that's simple dancehall tracks. People could have said that coming like something from.
But to me, it wasn't track. It was just dancehall.
No, it was dancehall. Yeah, yeah. But those. That's what I'm saying to you. That's still running foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Kids here have heard this all, and I hear Punani rhythm from them.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it's novel. I mean, it's not novel. It's a novelty. It's just that's old.
Yeah.
The one I hear.
It's too tin.
So
I don't like the tinness of what they're producing.
No drum and bass.
No drum and
bass. That's what has been carrying our music forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick the rhythms that reflect more dancehall and try to influence whoever I'm doing the song with to spit like a dancehall artist.
I want to hear. I heard.
But I'm not. I just not to cut it. I just not with calling it trap dancehall.
I don't know what it is.
I just want to call it dancehall because to tell the truth. And I'm going to go into a big spiel right here. So,
go on.
Dancehall music started reggaeton. It spawned music, what is happening in Afrobeat right now. In the Lesser Antilles in Caribbean, these zessing kids who are doing dancehall, like Rebel T who passed away, and what name? What are you boy name again? Prince Swami.
Mm-hmm.
Zin. That's even what Bungie Garland do. He's spitting. He can freestyle something sounding like what we are do. A lot of that. And then you have the pop element, the Drake, the Rihanna, the Butch Bieber, the 100, Shawn Mendes. I wanna take you away. I don't wanna. That's dancehall. Don't fuck with me. So dancehall hasn't received its accolades.
None.
At all.
None.
And especially with someone like myself who brought it to a forefront, who brought it to make everybody being like, yo, Beyonce and these people coming to Jamaica are coming to seek out dancehall artists to want to do the major laser, the busy signal, mm-hmm. something them will go on. All mm-hmm. of that. We don't have our own genre. So it also led me to think about reggae and rocksteady and ska. And mentaya, and think how that those music still exist and are played in certain places all over the world,
mm-hmm.
but we don't pay attention to them here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it led me to think that we should probably have one genre called reggae dancehall. And it's something that I heard on TV with some.
I think it might have been us.
It,
I think it might have been with Craigie when we were doing Daytime Live one time when we were talking about it.
And I was like, that's really where it should go. Because even reggae, being such a huge music, it turned into dancehall. Because reggae stage show, the live, when a DJ would come on stage and say, one drop on your boom. Yeah, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You are doing a drop right there. So that turned into what is a dancehall rhythm. I know dancehall is the place
mm-hmm.
that people go to.
Mm-hmm.
But what we call dancehall
is rhythm.
Rhythm is a certain thing.
And it's what you say and how you say it.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
Exactly. That whole personality. and the new talks them, the shrimps, and you know the thing. Mm-hmm. Right? So that all have to come into play. And then when we do win a Grammy.
Sorry. When we do, can somebody close that door?
Yeah. Okay. When we do win a Grammy, we're not televised worldwide, but
the music is everywhere.
We influenced Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He was the top guy in 2015, 16. Like, we influenced Drake to be doing it, and the Afrobeat scene, the Wizkid, them, and all them people. So it really annoys me that people just want to move on now.
Mm-hmm.
and go dance our trap. I don't. You should just name it.
Even the style, even our style. I posted something on OAccess Jamaica where somebody was on Twitter and they posted something of Sweetie or Swati or whatever. And I don't remember her name, Sweetie. And she's dressed in a wig and a dancehall costume. And I'm like, that's straight Carlene. But no one is going to say it's Carlene. They were talking about mullet. The person was referring to her hair and not digging deeper and giving Carlene Dancehall Queen her flowers.
They don't know.
But they'll say it's Rihanna. Oh, she's doing Rihanna. But where did Rihanna get that from? And what's Rihanna's whole embodied is dancehall?
When I brought Rihanna here that Christmas, she was like, you don't understand. I love, like, most people I know, they want to go to Africa. I want to go to Jamaica. I want to see Bob Marley Museum. I want to go to the beach. I want to eat pan chicken. I've heard about this all my life. This is what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
See, so it influenced her, and she's one of the hugest stars in the world right now. And she's one of the only ones that I do respect as a pop artist, because she says, it's been 6 years now, but she says, I'm doing a dance hall album.
It's been 6 years.
Most of them, they go, this is my new single. French Montana, the whole of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you should say, this is my dance hall single. Because if I got up tomorrow morning, like Gramps Morgan did, and say, I'm going to build a country and western album, but I'm going to call it my latest dance hall shit, Willie Nelson going to feel away. He's going to be like, but no, you should give accolades to, you know, a Dolly Parton and all of the big, who was it that passed last year too?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
The G.
Yeah, G, man. He must have some story I tell.
Mm-hmm.
And dancehall, we tell stories as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar in that respect. You know what I mean? But if I got up and did the music that sounded like, people would be like, well, what are you doing, bro? You can't just take our song and say it's dancehall now. So that's my argument. And when people say, oh, I'm just old, and I'm, yeah, motherfucker, I'm old. I know more than you. And people have taken our shit and left us divided. That's what we are doing by the Clash. I love Clash growing up. When I went to a sting that I didn't see no Clash, I was pissed off. I was like, yo, I'm worried about money from Leng, dog.
Yeah.
That's how it was. Right? But growing up, teaching my children right from wrong, and looking at it and seeing that we are weakening our numbers by doing that. I'm not saying people have to stop Clash. I'm not saying people have to stop the dub plate and sound system. Clash to me is different from artist clashing. But that leads to us being divided. I know executives that come down here and they're like, who are the top dudes? And I'm like, this dude and this dude. Oh, wicked. But let me check out their numbers. Him have this and him have that numbers. Really, that people, it's divided. So can they work together to make it big? No, they can't, because they're clashing. Well, I don't want to touch this shit then.
Yeah.
I want to go find somebody else. I can't work with someone who he doesn't even like, but maybe knows that this is going to give money in him fucking mother pocket, and him picking them. I'm going to send them to a good school, and he knows that. So I'm not saying people have to sell them soul or their morals, because we're selling our morals
everywhere
every day by being a narcissistic biatch, But what I am saying is that if we paid, dancehall evolved over the years, and if we paid more attention to where the success stories are, Kaffi, Shaggy, myself, Shensia, there's few clashes in those people's, or probably none in those people's catalog.
True.
Please pay the fucking attention.
That's what do you call it? That's how it's supposed to be. That is you're giving them what is supposed to be. That's, what's the word?
the blueprint.
That's it. Right? That's the blueprint.
So the blueprint's there, but everybody wants to be the baddest person on earth.
Because we're in a metadata world now. Mm-hmm. And it's about the numbers. And that's the issue. Another issue is that we don't educate our people on streaming.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
and also our history. There's a lot of people who don't know DJ Hawkeye or as I mentioned, Major Worries. A very big influence to me as a youngster growing up. But if I said to a young kid now, they're like, who that?
And they don't.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Want to research.
They don't want to. Because of the modern day energy and the numbers on earth. So that to me is what when people say, oh, he's always cussing about shit.
You're not cussing about shit.
Those are the things I'm cussing about. Because first of all, we're divided. They come in and say, oh, this is nice. I'll take this flavor. This is my new single, everybody. Everybody in foreign, he's innovative. If I had a problem with Give Me the Light, and people in Miami was like, that's new hip hop. That's what new hip hop sound like. Then can you imagine that every year we have to be saying this? We have to be telling them. Because I even had a problem when it came to me getting a Grammy. Because the Grammy committee is older people.
Mm-hmm.
They know reggae, what it sounds like, and I'm a reggae artist, mm-hmm. right? So they're like, when they heard my shit, they're like, what the fuck is this? Ain't reggae?
What is it?
They don't know what that is. They don't know. And then now Drake, them and everybody come take it for themselves and say, that's my latest single. I'm innovative.
I made this shit.
Steely and Cleavey. God rest him soul. Sly and Robbie, Bobby Digital, God rest him soul. Dave, Tony Kelly,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
made this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just saying about history. I don't think that Jamaican kids are fully adept and taught about our music and the history of it. I remember going to L.A. and a fucking movie star, right, a blonde-haired woman, sit down and say, oh, I love ska. And I was like, yeah, ska. Right? And I'm like, I'm Jamaican, I know more than this woman. And she's like, is Sister Ignatia still alive? And I'm like, I don't know that artist. She's like, that's not the artist. And she schooled me.
Wow.
And I was like, wait. So I did my research, and Sister Ignatia is a Jamaican nun who was in the Alpha Boy School.
Mm-hmm.
She started the band, she got the thing together and said, all right, I'm going to play. And they developed the
Alpha Boys.
Yeah, and so Scatterlights come from there, sir. So when she in foreign, who's a movie fucking star that does popular movies, can say to me, how is Sister Ignatia? She still, I had to call her back when I found out who this woman was. I said, no, she actually passed away.
Wow.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. But the history, we don't know that shit.
No, we don't.
I don't know it. I didn't know Sister
Ignatia. It needs to be in schools. We need to. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you and why I'm doing this podcast, really, Sean, is to talk to my generation a little bit more. Mm. Because our generation is forgotten in this digital world that we have right now. It's just youth culture. And they think that our generation, we ain't old.
We forget next week.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Caribbean, a major hype, and then it was Spice and
yeah.
Obiaman.
Yeah.
Week after week, so we forget every mm-hmm. week. Yeah. But there should be a history in school that teach, because this culture, the music and the culture from reggae, dance, as even back to Mentaya, has been something that has brought so much to this country. And so it should be respected. Now, when I talk to people in Europe, they're like, why isn't Bob Marley on the money? Why isn't Jimmy Cliff like hail? Like in you know, in Brazil, I'm calling father Jimmy Cliff. I don't know where the Clifford come from. But yeah, but them love him.
Yeah.
And it's like, here is like, oh, yeah, that's an elder artist. We know him. It's like, the young kids should have revered, because without them paving the highway that they did, I couldn't walk on this. And you little picnic can't walk on this night out without what I did.
Yeah, exactly.
So show the respect, because a car can't drive with one wheel. A plane can't fly upon one wing. And that's what we are presently doing. We are flying plane with one wing. And we are thinking that we're going to reach to the other side of the world. No, we don't even take off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So as I said before, I'm not saying you have to stop the clash thing.
No, we don't have to stop the clash thing. It's a part of the culture, but we don't need to put so much emphasis on it.
And I'm saying be versatile. Mm-hmm. I remember...
You see, like when Shinsia, sorry to cut you, Shinsia this week come out with her showing more of her versatility. I want to see more of that from women. I want to see them pushing themselves on their talent and not just showing their front, their body, their hair, their whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to see that. I think they're dumbing down our culture for numbers, as you keep saying. And it's sad. And we're becoming a waste culture.
Yeah, it's quick. It's easy. It's like... Stream last stream one time, they're like, all right, where's the next room? Where I knew as a kid, the songs would last the whole freaking year, or 2-3 years.
Just died.
Oh, not all of it? Did it just die?
It just died?
But this is part one, part two, whatever. We're splitting it because we've got great sound bites. I hope it just stopped.
Let's check.
I mean, I show every bomber clout thing too. Because what you're saying is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, it
frustrates me. It's like, the fuck? Afrobeats is dance hall.
It was
High Life.
Yeah.
So High Life is High Life. Fela Kuti is Fela Kuti. It's their thing. But their whole mannerisms, their whole style, the way they dress, the way they look, the patois, everything is Bamba Clark dancehall.
It's been off.
Burner Boy is a dancehall artist.
When when Davido and Wizkid them met me, they're like, bro, Davido was like, bro, I was in Nigeria. I was 11 years old. He was on the stage. He was looking up in the sky like that, like I still up there.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm here.
I'm still here.
Yo, they have the biggest songs in the Afrocentric music community now, but sure with the accolades.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like Stoneboy. He comes here, he does work from here, he looks for producers from here. I'm sound like a dancer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is dancehall. You guys ready?
Yeah, you guys can go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But for those reasons, I just feel that if we don't, back in the day, Professor Nuts, versatile. Papa San was versatile. He could clap.
Genius, yeah.
But he could give you a song like, Lord, make you laugh. I'm like, yo, what the fuck was he smoking? So be versatile. Don't just be, I'm the kid who's going to come kill you. Because that's what, and word sound power is a big thing to me. You are what you think about. Biggie said he's ready to dead. There he went. He can't rip for Brooklyn no more, nor here. And I'm not saying it's his fault that he died, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that you have to be mindful of what you put out in this universe. Mm-hmm. Everybody says that to you when you're talking about your goals and whatever, but music is a very powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's word, sound, power. Mm-hmm. In the Bible it say, and people can say, me's a heathen all I want, or say, what the fuck I'm doing quoting the Bible and saying fuck in the same sentence. But it
we
says,
are God's child, but anyway.
But it says things like, man's word shall become flesh and walk amongst men. Because if you don't have the words, you don't have those thoughts.
True.
So when I heard Copper Shot for the first time, I didn't know what the fuck Buntkiller was talking about. But I learned from him, what is a Copper Shot? Come friends them say, oh, Copper Shot is the shot where bad boy will build. And when it go in on you, it rotten in on your car and it sting and it hotter than any other shot. And I was like, oh, damn. I learned that from a fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me that we aren't influencing people's thoughts. That's an important thing, because a lot of artists like to say, make the parents them control. It's not always the way how you think it is. You're influencing people. Take that responsibility. Take a village to grow the child.
Right? It was like when I used to sing White Lines. Yeah. And I didn't know.
You don't know.
I used to sing free bass. White. And my mom came up to me. She goes, "Do you know? Do you know what you're singing? Do you know what free bass is?" Exactly. And I'm like, "Mom, I don't know. The song is just bad." She's like, "Okay." But then she sat me down and it described to me exactly what it was. She said, "I'm not saying you don't have to listen to it. I just want you to understand what it is and what it does."
But it didn't influence you to take coke.
No.
There are kids who are at a certain age group where they're looking for things. And if that's the cool thing you're talking about, they might try that fucking shit. Because you put that in them head.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's not fully. Like if somebody, if DJ going to tell me, chop off your hand and jump off the cliff, you're not going to do it. But if that becomes complacent to say, kids are going to become more complacent to think about things like that more often.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
So, I think...
They got balance. You've got to have a balance in everything to let them listen to different things. It can't be like, as I said, I love certain gontune and I love certain Badmanism, but I do love...
We have a balance.
Spiritual songs, and I still love powerful black songs. That's why I rate him, yeah.
Because he does both of those, mm-hmm. and it's seamless, and it's like, oh, there is still some semblance of morality where I'm coming from, where I'm speaking from.
And he speaks about it, not only in music, he publicly speaks about it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those things is...
Is Bounty Killer your next favorite DJ, next to Supercat?
It actually was Cat and Shabba.
Mm-hmm.
Bounty and Beanie, mm-hmm. People like Spraga, Capleton, and even Sizzler was mm-hmm. like, I was coming up at the same time with him. All of them influenced me. Even Busy Signal, when I hear him do certain things, I'm like, yo, that is crazy. You know what I mean? You learn every day. And I don't fear it for learn. And how Bogle uses a style can't spoil. I mean, I learned from great people, Roundhead, Buccaneer. I learned from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and I show them the greatest of respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When I met Soulja Boy, it was like, and I was like, Zine. And I saw them in the young generation. Seemed to me mostly like,
yeah, they are.
But they where's that kid now? And I'm still here streaming, motherfucker.
Exactly.
20 years later, so yeah.
20 years in the business. Dutty Rock Productions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, put out a couple of rhythms. I started producing on my first second album. Oh, it was the first. I had one track on there that I produced. And it was about a drum machine, and Jeremy Harding was my mentor at the time, teaching me about it and how to tweak up everything. A couple of years passed by. I did another track on a next album called, I believe it's Imperial Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know, I like this more and I don't want to do it just for me. I want to voice other people. So about 2010, I released a rhythm called Blaze Fire. About a year after that, I did Material. About 2015, I did a thing called Full Speed. And then I started to do more and more of them. So Rope was the first one. With
Ching Chun.
That was the first one that really started off this present time of me producing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't stopped since then. So it's me and Money Matters, which is News, which is Michigan's son.
Mm-hmm.
And we just been friends forever for years. And I decided to, I've voiced songs for him before as a producer, but when I'm doing my thing, I'm like, bro, I need help because I'm on tour. And, you know, he's like, all right, I'll run the label and let's do this together. So we produced that. We produced something called Gang Gang, produced Kalalu. We produced a rhythm called No Caption, which was last year, January, and then this pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we produced a thing called Swiss Cheese, which we just
put out
December 4th.
Yeah.
I have one more song to put out from Shensia on that rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I needed clearance and I just got it, so I'm putting it out this year. And then end of February, early March, I'm putting an album out by Dirty Rock, which, as I said, has old school flavors and a new kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to set trap dance out. I'm just going to set a new type of sound. See, so
it's not even. It's not even going there because you're going to be like, oh.
So yeah. So on this album, we have Bujo, Busy.
What?
We have Serrani. We have Left Side.
What?
We have Bugle. We have Jesse Royal, featuring Muta Boruka in the same.
Wow.
Song.
Yes.
Right. We have where is the pun it? Oh, Intense, New Kid. Right. Massacre, a good amount of tune, and the crew, which is Soto Bless, Ras Ajay, Lugaman involved. So this album will be ready by, it's called Live and Living, because enough people come out there and tell me, oh, dancehall is dead, the numbers don't. So I just call this album Live and Living, and it features dancehall artists and producers.
Nice.
Not myself included in producing, but not every track. And then in April, I put out an album called Scorcher, which there's a single out for that already. And that album have people like Sia, Gwen Stefani, and Shensia in one song.
What?
A reggae.
What?
Like a rock steady song.
Oh, that's going to be bad. Fire.
Oh, and they're bad.
God.
Ty Dolla $ign, Tyler G, and a whole lot of different songs by me alone. So each, that album of 14 and the dancehall one, I have about 15 or 16 tracks.
So. Fire for 2021.
Yeah, man.
You just did something with Fanatics.
Yeah, I'm a G them, man.
Yeah.
For years, I've worked with them, but never met them. Like, I've been on their tracks. But the other day, them showed me, I was like, yo, bro, well, come through to your studio here, you have a little place. And I was like, yeah, come. And then come through, and me and them just kind of beat out two things, you know? As we were speaking earlier about mm-hmm. them, they honor the older tradition of how the rhythm them yeah. must stay,
yeah.
which is what I love from them.
Mm-hmm.
But them come with a fresh vibe, the new mm-hmm. sounds and certain trap drums and thing, mm-hmm. but it's playing dancehall.
Mm-hmm.
So I love what them doing.
Yeah, they want to bridge that grime drill
yeah.
vibe with dancehall and keeping their roots at all times.
You know, that always works when you blend in genres, but when you keep your roots, you know what I mean? It works because it gives a different perspective to the fans who are there that might need some new stuff. And it also helps to bring in other people to check it out and say, you know, oh, this is dancehall music. Mm-hmm. This is okay. It's evolved to have our type of sounds. Wicked.
A few producers I know that do it. Pete Rock has always done yeah. that. Pete yeah. Rock is Jamaican yeah. and has always kept the underbelly of his sound dancehall. And Salam yeah. Remy has yeah, always yeah. done that.
Majee, man.
Always kept that going. And I think if most of our producers start following that blueprint
mm-hmm.
and keeping it that blueprint, and making sure that they know it's dancehall. Because I remember one time someone was even arguing over Bosia, a presenter in the UK was arguing that Bosia is pop, it's not dancehall. And Wiley was like,
but you see,
what are you talking about?
But you see, that's the problem with a lot of people's opinions, especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
When you show the kids that something that's very successful is not what they're doing, they have mm-hmm. nothing to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I've heard people class out Kaffi too. And I'm mm-hmm. like, bro, she's spitting. To me, even Chronix is dancehall because he's spitting.
They're complaining about even the latest Chronix song that he put out, that it's not reggae, it's not dancehall, it's not. I said the producer is still a Jamaican producer based in the UK.
The one where I said, when I look at where I'm coming from.
No, it's the General.
Okay.
He's him now, DJ.
That's what I keep saying to people. Even Gallywood. You know that show that the little King Julian coming out of the movie? That's dancehall too. That's what dancehall was when Shaggy had to break. And he came with an R&B flavor, so did Shabba. At the time, they had to, because that's what they had to mix their music with to get played. When I came around, it was full time for dancehall. Mm-hmm.
It was real, raw dancehall.
And it's been ever since.
Yep.
I mean, it never went away. Maybe numbers and thing what people have to say, but we do it here. Just like how dance music lives in Ibiza since 90s. Mm-hmm. It's been dance music for them. So for us, dancehall is something that lives here ever, no matter the numbers. So now there's a pandemic. People ask me why I'm putting out two albums. How come I put out 20 songs last year? Nothing's happening. Why?
What do you mean nothing is happening?
Like I have to breathe and do my thing, bro. I have to live. And my part of my feeling normal and part of my feeling that I exist is to make dancehall music. So I'm gonna do it even when nobody's not buying it. I don't care.
Dancehall, are you everything?
Because in 1995, it wasn't selling as much neither as.
But we were more touring.
Yeah, that's true.
We were touring, so
it wasn't.
We were bringing in money for the culture.
Exactly, but the point I'm trying to make is that I didn't pay attention to that.
It's a numbers game now, right?
Yeah, so it wasn't about numbers to me. It was about I wanted to make a song that would make somebody else feel the feeling I feel of joy in my.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
My heart, when I hear that shit, you see me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a simple thing to me. I've had songs that 10 years later they come out and people are like, yo, this is the freshest thing. I'm like, they don't understand that it's 10 years ago my voice that, right? But so was I watching 10 years ago that, yo, nobody didn't hear this song? I just did it. And it took the 10 years, then it come out, and it's like, yo.
Music never dies, though. I don't think people understand. It doesn't die.
Maybe the talk then will dead. And if I'm talking about do the one drop back then, all right. Maybe
do BlackBerry. You might mention a phone or whatever. Yeah. But still.
But still, it's a big song. It you know what I mean? It have that same root. It have the same root. And as I say, from mental health. So what I want from this government is to build a Mentor Yard Boulevard, a Skia Corner, Rocksteady Road, you know what I mean? Reggae street,
mm-hmm.
dancehall drive.
Mm-hmm.
You see me? Because and have this tourist thing, we're coming to Port Royal, come over upon the ferry like we used to do a lot, all right? Ferry, going to downtown Kingston, enjoy the culture. When you go past Skia Avenue, you see Skia Corner, you see mm-hmm. Afro, you see Bellfoot Pants, mm-hmm. and you're taken back to that time. That's what I want to mm-hmm. see. Because mm-hmm. when it comes to me being old and not wanting to tour anymore, or you know, like even your pops, mm-hmm. you should be able to have a residence mm-hmm. in here because mm-hmm. he's an icon.
You just gave him a boulevard.
But what I'm saying is that we should utilize not only these North Coast places.
We want it in Kingston.
Because a lot of people come and say, but I want the real thing.
The heart and the energy of music, of reggae, the culture, the entertainment epicenter is Kingston.
So that's what I need from the government. More, because our culture brings a lot. And it's influenced a lot of people to even like our style of living. But the epicenter of the culture, which is here, Kingston,
mm-hmm.
we leave them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be able to come and put, like, look at Bahamas. It's a small little island, but they still go and walk in the city. And if that happened, there would be more money. And there would be, in my estimation, a little less violence. Feeling of desperation and violence and that type of thing amongst ourselves, because it's like, yo, I can't get a job there. I'm an entertainer. I can sing ska. What the fuck you mean? I can work in a ska band. There's so much more opportunities. Not like, look, then there's brain drain too. When the great musicians go away with me, Shaggy, mm-hmm. your father, Capitan,
mm-hmm.
what's left here?
Nothing.
Right. So we need to build up that and have these places where people can come and enjoy that in Kingston.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I've mentioned it a few times to our sitting minister of tourism, because he's like, yo, what about Montego Bay? Because I said, you're from Abay, my dad's from Abay, but I'm a Kingstonian.
Mm.
I bring people to Kingston. I did it with Nick Cannon. It inspired him to do a movie. It wasn't planned. It was just, you know, and we shot majority of the stuff in Kingston for the culture of dancehall as well.
And I love that movie. I saw it. I was involved.
But that's my whole plan. My thing is about the culture and bringing it to Kingston and protecting, just like what you were doing, protecting dancehall, protecting the culture of music, dancehall,
the history of
what we've done, and especially our generation, because we've done so much since.
But even a generation before me, like it crushed me to hear that Frankie Paul or people like that need help with being buried. It's disheartening. Now whether it be that the wicked producer was taking all the money and all of that crap. But other than that, the government needs to
put something in place for them people.
I'm not talking about just giving money to them.
No.
I'm talking about helping them to do what they do to sustain. Because when I turn old, the thing me want to fly upon the plane. Right now, I don't want to fly upon the plane. But if they had that in Kingston or on a Lime Key or on the beach at the Health Shop, where people, tourists could come and enjoy a real performance from real artists. Or even if those artists are on tour, they can say a ska pickup band or a mental yard band for people to enjoy the culture and feel it more than just for sit down in the hotel and it's a jerk chicken and it watered down.
Not even seasoned properly.
They want it as a real thing. Give Fatty down a cross road, God rest fair, so. But give people like that some chance to sell some real food to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some oxtail and some okra and some fried fish and them something that where we eat on a daily.
Mm-hmm.
Curry goat and thing. Because they're not getting that fully in the experience where they're having these hotels. All accolades to the hotels, because there's some people that don't want to come out of there. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want their one red stripe and the thing.
On the beach.
But me, you want to be able to show them roots, tonic and certain things that we have, and that the same things that me and you miss, the little dirt when we go away.
Me no mind little ghetto dirt.
They want it. They want it. Believe me, they do want it. That's why sometimes you don't have repeat tourists, because they come, they see the hotel, they're like, oh, this is nice and the food is good, but then I could get a better deal in Tahiti, or I could, you know what I mean? So that need to be addressed, where our tourism product, especially in Kingston, and push the culture upon the people that come here.
Yeah, all my friends will be like, I'm on the North Coast. I said, you got to come to Kingston. Just come in for the day.
Yeah,
come in for the day. We go to Screechy. North, we have some fish. You come back. We go downtown. We've got our museum down there. We've got so much things. Art gallery, this, that,
And the Blue Mountains.
Blue Mountains. You can do the beach,
which is hot.
You can go ride a bike.
Minutes, you can go way up this way, coming like a snow village, like a cool area. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I want tourists to be all over our shit, but you can show them certain parts where, you know, and actually that would bring a lot more to the product and a lot more money to people who need it right now. There's no more factories here. There's nothing for people to do. A lot of ghetto people's complaint is, I want work. I don't have no work.
Exactly.
And these are simple things. You don't need an education to be able to sing in a ska. If you're talented that way, you are. So don't just keep it on the North Coast.
Yeah, push it, bring it down there. Too much emphasis on the North Coast.
All over the island.
Epicenter of culture is Kingston, Jamaica, in the Caribbean.
It's been in the Caribbean.
And it's in the world because everybody's doing our thing.
We are the most dominant culture in the English-speaking Caribbean. I would say that because I go to Trinidad. I've been to two Trinidad carnivals, one in 2007, one in 2015. And that's the only time I've been to Trinidad.
I went
Trinidad.
2005.
I've been to Trinidad 20-odd times. And I have friends down there. And they tell me, they're like, bro, a raga, run it. A dance, I run it down there. We don't listen to soca year-round.
Just three months of the year.
To the end of January. And then we fuck off with that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though it's huge and it's big for us, we listen to more dance. That's why there's kids down there doing this. They call it zessin music. Zessin music. I'll say again, because we're divided. And we are having other people come take it and rule the world with our culture too.
If we got good control,
all right, everybody in Jamaica has a song where most every DJ has a song that says "Dem boy there something like that." You think it's foreign people them talk about? We talking about us. We talking about this kid who grew up not even 5 miles from where me there. That's division. That can go on, yes, but they don't need it. And what needed to go is a two wing them on a plane, take off, gone international. You need that.
Definitely.
When people class out coffee, out of dancer, I'm like, she's spitting. From your spit, Chronix, Protege, Jesse Ryle, don't tell me that's reggae. Because reggae bands didn't DJ until until we start.
Put it on there.
And then people start developing to DJ. You, Rye, you know what I mean? Ranking Trevor, it come straight. Supercat them, me, it comes straight through.
Dancehall.
Yeah.
And it now style.
Now style. Remember, very
all right, Sean. Boy, we could go on and on and on and
one
on.
One thing you say, you want me to say, 3.2, right. No?
So, I love... When I go to the dance hall, and a lot of people nowadays who are growing up are not familiar with dance hall in Jamaica. I'm not about gun saluting anywhere outside, but inside the dance hall.
Yeah, you're
inside the dance hall and you hear a gun tune. You're like, oh my sometimes God, like, that just touched my soul.
A bad man thing there.
I have to do a gun salute finger.
Yeah.
And give me your 3 gun tunes that have touched your soul. Dancehall gun tunes.
I'm going to give you the third, the second, and then the first.
Yeah.
The third one is I Love All of the Gunden by Shabba Ranks. I love it. It was an old school rhythm. And him come DJ something where... If you know the culture, you'll be like, that is top of the line lyrics. See? So, Shabba. The second one now is a beating man tune. I say, how would you feel if you wake up one morning and saw? I think it's Dave Kelly write it with him. See? So, and that, again, that was an old school kind of reggae rhythm. And he must spit some serious thing. When you hear those lyrics, a big M16, not a lot of your jaw, and you're like, yo, if you wake up and see that imagery is crazy, right? So that's my second song. And then my number one gun song is a tune that Jazzwad produced, Zine Big Up Jazzwad, and it's a Christmas tune. We're going to kill a turn into the wickedest gun tune ever. Boy, run come up in on me magnum, boy. Turn up in front me shotgun, boy. Disrespect me, Sybil, asshole.
And your life disappear.
That is my number one gun tune. It's just because it was so weird to me that they use a Christmas tune. And I forgot the Christmas tune after that. I was like, this tune I want. And it always stick every year to me. I mean, there's many gun tunes, as you know, in our culture, but those are my 3, which I, as you said, touch your soul. Like, when you hear it, you're like, yeah, I'm a bad man today. Mad song.
All right, yeah, that was mine. My other one is still I'm gonna, this is not gonna be on the thing, but ring stem shot him. Head, no need to bow, need to beg.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's a gangster. His tone of voice is Bushman.
Yeah, man, Bushman.
Bushman voice, amazing too.
Yeah, so, man.
Yeah, let me think, nice one.
All right, this is Sean Paul. No, this is Odessa, and that was Sean Paul, but I need you to do my drop. The drop I want you to do for me before we end is Shake That Thing. Jody, not Jody, I know, Rebecca, you're going to say, this is Reasonings with Odessa. You have to look into your camera.
Hey, yo, shake that thing, Miss Canna, shake that thing, yeah, Annabella, shake that thing, yeah, Donna, Reasonings with, I was about to say Rebecca.
With Odessa.
No, you want one.
Tricky, no, Jordy.
Hey, yo, shake that thing, Miss Canna, shake that thing, yeah, Annabella, shake that thing, yeah, Donna, Reasonings with Odessa, yo, get busy, just shake that booty on, play. You know you having Reasonings with Odessa right now, see? Stick around the town, because she wear the crown, you understand? Mad something.
All right, guys, I hope you learned a lot from my brother, Sean Paul. Thanks again, Sean Paul, for just opening up and being so real with me. I really love you, and big up on the Grammy. We're not sure if you're going to get it, but I think you're going to get it. So I'm predicting right now, big up to Sean Paul, Grammy winner. And Sean also has a new album out as well. Go and stream it. It's called Scorcher. It's bloody hot. I'm your host, Odessa. Linkage laters. Enough love, enough blessings, and always peace. All right, guys, this is a quick thing. So enough people keep asking me, where do I record my podcast? How comes it sounds so clean and crisp and clear? Well, it's all about ideas evolution. So if you guys want a space to record your podcast, and also I shoot my visuals here too. So if you guys need that space, it's all about ideas evolution. You can find them on Instagram at Ideas Evo. Check the show notes.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.